This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the entire news website, AIR news website, and the News on AIR mobile app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees. Today, through video conferencing, he will inaugurate the Pune Metro Station section from District Courts to Swargate, which will also mark the completion of the Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 1. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the Swargate Katraj extension of Pune Metro Phase 1. Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation the Bidkin Industrial Area, a transformative project covering an expansive 7,855 acres under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program of the central government. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Solapur Airport. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and actions will certainly have consequences. He said this while addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the issues to be resolved between the two countries are the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of its long-standing attachment to terrorism. The External Affairs Minister criticized the neighboring country, saying that Pakistan's misdeeds have affected others as well, especially the neighborhood. He said Pakistan's GDP can be measured in terms of radicalization and its exports can be measured in the form of terrorism. He observed that Pakistan is now facing its own karma and underlined that a dysfunctional nation coveting the lands of others must be exposed and countered. The External Affairs Minister said the world cannot be fatalistic about the continuation of violence on a large scale. He said that whether it is the war in Ukraine or the conflict in Gaza, the international community seeks urgent solutions. He stressed that terrorism is antithetical of everything that the world stands for and all its forms and manifestations must be resolutely opposed. He also opined that the sanctioning of global terrorists by UN should not be impeded for political reasons. Dr. Jaishankar called for reforming multilateralism, saying the urgency of this call is highlighted by the theme of UNGA session, Leaving No One Behind. He said that an effective, efficient and more representative UN is essential. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that double-engine government of centre and Uttar Pradesh will propel the country to a $35 trillion US dollar economy by 2047. While speaking at the second edition of the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida yesterday, the minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's guidance will help the state reach a $1 trillion US dollar economy. Mr. Goyal stated that the government, in collaboration with the state, has prioritized making laws simpler and promoting ease of doing business with the implementation of 4 Ds, decisive leadership, demand, demographic dividend, and democracy. He also spoke about the success of Make in India, where he added that it will help India become a powerful nation at the global stage in manufacturing to produce employment and entrepreneurial opportunities for the youth. Udayanidhi Stalin, state's Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, will be sworn in as the Deputy Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu today evening. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to be held at Raj Bhavan. The state governor, R.N. Ravi, will administer the oath of office to Mr. Udayanidhi. Senthil Balaji will also be sworn in as the state minister for the second time. Dr. Govind Chesyan, R. Rajendran and S.M. Nasar will be added in the cabinet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.